Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We are beginning the daf.
El Klasu Ahora. This is book.
We're beginning the daf, Daf Yud Gimel. we left off at the bottom of Yud Bet Amud Bet 12b. Today's class should be from the Refu'ah Shalom Abba Al-Khanim, Rabbi Chlanam, Chimdam Racham Achad Ibjan, Amel Chanu Gaman Rifka, Sarah Ben Manishah, Masarad Avinu Marchel, יפה בת דבורה לרבקה בת אחי ורבקה בת אסתר שלום אסתר פעם למה שם לחנה יפה בת מרים יהודה בן יפה חצר וסמר לך וחנה שמחה בן מלכה מרם מלכה וצמר מחנה ידנה בת אמר לך וסתר בת אמר אסתר מחנה גבר כדה בר ברכה דן ואין אסתר וסחם בן יחד יוסף בן יפה דניה בן דניה סבן פרים ודה בשם בן גדה נו ודניה וגן בר מרים גבר לשום אמר לך מלכה מלכה בת אסתר הרב שלום שם 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 נווה תהילה בת מרים מלכה בת לאה להבדיל נשמע דוד בן אליהו לילדנו בן אפרים שמעון וישראל בוזן בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם משה בן אברהל ידיעו בן יוסף יצחק בן שלום שלום ישראלים להבדיל להיריון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we are at the bottom of Yud Bet Amud Bet 12b, four lines on the bottom of the page. The Gemara now goes on yesterday's daf, and the Gemara tries to say lema ketanai. Let's say that question we had yesterday from Rami Bar Chama, if we say that Tfisa, the association, goes with the source or goes with the actual permitted essence of the aspect, that question that he had, Leme Katanai, let's say it's a Machloket Tanaim. Where do we see that? The Gemara says, Hare Alayke Bechor. If somebody says that this item, this food item, should be upon me like a Bechor animal. We know that a Bechor animal, a firstborn animal, has kedusha, right? It has a certain level of sanctity and cannot just be. The way it works is that the bechor, it has to be sacrificed as a bechor in the Beit HaMikdash. It cannot just be taken and eaten. So, if somebody says that this item should be upon me like a bechor, so Rabbi Yaakov Oser, Rabbi Yudah Matir. Rabbi Yaakov says he now becomes forbidden to benefit from it, whereas Rabbi Yudah says he's still allowed. So the Gemara says, "Hey, chidame, what's the case over here? I neima lifnei zikat dami. If you say that it's talking about before the blood was spilled, before the blood was thrown, then my tama demand the sharei. Then why does the one who permits it? What's the reason for the one who permits it? I mean, what's the opinion of Rabbi Yuda? What's the whole idea? By a bechor, once the blood is thrown, first of all, it has to be talking about a kohen because the Israel obviously cannot have a bechor. So it's talking about a kohen. That's what the Ran says, and the Ran also says if somebody, or it's the Mefarish says that, and then the Mefarish also explains that over here, before the blood is thrown, everyone agrees the bechor cannot be consumed, cannot be eaten. Everyone agrees that after the blood is thrown, the bechor can be consumed. So what's the machloket? So the Gemara says before the blood is thrown, why does Rabbi Yehuda permit it? And then the Gemara says, and if it's after the blood was thrown, what's the reason for Rabbi Yaakov that he says Asur? So the Gemara says, Ela Lav, it must be the following case, flipping the Amud. It must be the Machid Basar Bechor. He has in front of him the meat of a Bechor animal whose blood was already thrown. And Machid Basar Deach Gabe. And he has another piece of meat next to it. The Amar Zekaze, and he says that this meat should be like that meat. Meaning, this other piece of meat should be like the Bechor piece of meat. So, what's the din over there? V'tanaihu, the Gemara is trying to understand that maybe that case is a machloket tanaim. Look at the Mefaresh. The Mefaresh explains, U'behaka miflegi. This is the machloket. Mor savar be'ikaro matfis, u'mor savar be'heterka matfis l'achar zikat damim. The machloket is if the association of his nether is with the ikar, the essence, the source of the essence of the aspect, and then it's asur, that's Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, it goes with the permitted aspect after the blood was thrown, and that's why it would be permitted. Which one is it? Right? Is a bechor generally asur? We go on the general aspect that before the blood is thrown, it's generally asur. Or we go on after, and that's why it would be permitted. So is that what it's talking about here? It's a machloket tanaim. The Gemara says, no, that's not the machloket. Dekule alma lifnei zikat damim. Everybody agrees that it's referring to a case where it's before the blood was thrown. Okay, now if it's before the blood is thrown, how can someone permit it? How can the Kohen be allowed to have it? It's asur, right? You're not allowed to have it. So the Gemara says, "Umay tama demand shere." Why does Rabbi Yehuda permit this? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Ki idor." It says a person makes a neder. So the Gemara explains, "Ad she idor bedavar hanadur," until he makes a neder by something that is already vowed. This is, if you remember, we had this machloket a few dapim earlier. We said it has to be a neder, has to be associated with something that's vowed and not something that's asur. It's a machloket, but we're going to see it right now. La'apuke, come to exclude a case of a bechor, that the neder would not associate with it. The davar ha'asurhu, because a bechor is not a davar ha'nadur, it's a davar ha'asur, it's something that is already forbidden. So that's why it would be, the neder would not have counted. Like Gemara says, Uman da asar, and the one who says it's forbidden, Rabbi Yaakov, huh?
Because it's already asur, the vow means nothing.
The vow doesn't associate with it, right. Okay, Uman da asar, and the one who says it's asur, Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Kra, he says the pasuk, it says in the pasuk, if you look at the pasuk, Ishki idur neder la Adonai. He makes a neder for Hashem. What is for Hashem? La Hashem, lerabot, Devar ha'asur. He says it's coming to add even something that is asur, that if you make a neder on something that's asur, the association counts. Okay? And then the Gemara says, okay, uman de sharei, lehashem mayavile. The one who says it's permitted, what does he use the word lehashem for in the pasuk? So he says, mibayile lematfis bechatat ve'asham. He says that the neder takes association by a case of a chatat or an asham. If this item should be like a chatat, or this item should be like an asham offering, a sin offering or an asham offering, it takes effect. So the Gemara says, "Umara ita lerabot chatat ve'asham ulehotziat bechor." Why did you see to include from the pasuk chatat and asham, but you came to exclude from the pasuk the bechor? Why don't you include from the pasuk the bechor that if a person takes a neder saying that my item should be like a bechor, it's asur? The Gemara says, "Marbe ani chatat ve'asham." I include chatat and asham shehum matfis beneder, because it takes association when you make a neder. Meaning, if a person says, "Hare chatat alai," that doesn't do anything. If he says this chatat is on me, upon me, but if he says "Hare chatati alai," if this my chatat is upon me, now it takes effect. So the neder has an association with the way he's saying it on a chatat or an asham offering.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
If he doesn't have an obligation to bring a chatat offering, and he just says, "Hare chatat alai."
But if he has, then it depends.
So if he doesn't have, let's say, but he says, "Hare chatati alai," then it becomes that he has to bring this animal as a chatat. So the fact that the association of the way he says it has and brings his obligation to bring the chatat, so we say by a neder, that would take association for a chatat and asham. Umotzi ani et habechor, whereas I'm excluding the case of a bechor shehu kadosh mimeimo, because a bechor is already considered sanctified from the mother's stomach, from the mother's womb. It's already considered kadosh, and so therefore, you making a neder, someone comes and says, "I'm making a neder that I'll bring a bechor. That this bechor I have to bring sacrifice. You already have to bring the bechor. It's already an obligation upon you. You have no choice." Okay. Okay. Now it goes back on the Rabbi Yaakov. Okay. Uman de asar and Rabbi Yaakov, who says asur. What would he say about this? He says, "Bechor nami matfiso beneder hu." He says a bechor also gets associated with a neder. How do we know that? The Tanya, the Braita says, "Mishum Rabbi Amru." In the name of Rabbi, they said, "Minayin linolad bechor betoch beito shemitzvah lakdisho." How do we know if a bechor is born in someone's house that it's a mitzvah to sanctify it, to bring it, and to sacrifice it in the Beit Hamikdash? Shneimar, meaning he has to consecrate, he has to sacrifice it himself. Shneimar has zachar takdish. Right? How does the pasuk read? You should sanctify it to God, to Hashem your God. So the Gemara says, from that we learn that he has the obligation himself. He can associate it with his own nether, even though he's really obligated already. He can bring it as a nether with his own nether and make a nether that he has to bring the Bechor. From those with two words. The Gemara says, Uman de Sharei. Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say about that? Kilo makdish le milo mikadesh. If somebody doesn't come and sanctify the Bechor, is it not already sanctified? He doesn't have to make a neder on the Bechor. It's already considered mekudash, it's already considered sanctified from when it was in the womb. So therefore, his neder does not have effect. So that's the back and forth between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Then we said in our Mishnah, we said ke'imra kadirim. We said if he says like a lamb, like the enclosures. So the Gemara says, Tana. Imra la imra ke imra. All of these cases. Dirim la dirim ka dirim. These are many different ways of saying enclosure. Etzim la etzim ka etzim. Different ways of saying wood. Ishim la ishim ka ishim. Different ways of saying fire. Mizbeach la mizbeach ka mizbeach. Different ways of saying the altar. Hechal la hechal ke hechal. Different ways of saying the hechal. Yerushalayim la Yerushalayim ke Yerushalayim. Different ways of saying Yerushalayim. Kulan, if a person said any of these terms, she'ochel lecha, from that which I eat of you, meaning a neder, from that which I eat of you with any of these terms, asur. He now becomes forbidden to benefit.
So he already
Lo ochelecha, but if it's saying, if he says something that I shall not eat of yours, mutar, he would still be permitted to eat of the other person. So the Gemara says, Man shaminan le, de lo shani le, imra le imra ke imra. Who is the author over here that does not differentiate between the way you say it? Imra la imra ka imra. No matter how you say it, it's still considered a neder. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, it must be following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, go to the Seifa, go to the latter part. Ema Seifa. Vekulan, we said in all of those cases, lo ochelecha, he says, from something of which I shall not eat of yours, mutar. He's still permitted to eat, that's not a neder. So the Gemara says, vehatanan, but we have a Mishnah, we saw this Mishnah earlier. In the Mishnah it said, la korban. If a person says that this item should be la korban, what do we say? Lo ochelecha, I shall not eat of yours. Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says it's asur for him to benefit. Why is this any different? The Amar Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba explains, Na'asa ke Omer, it's as if a person said, La korban yeheh. This item should be like a korban. Lefichach lo ochelecha. That's why, therefore, I will not eat of yours. So why over here do we say, when he says La korban, Rabbi Meir says asur, lo ochelecha, he says asur. Whereas over there, in that case, when he said, lo ochelecha, he said, in all of those cases, when he said, something of which I shall not eat of yours, we said it's mutar. Why is that any different? So the Gemara says, lakasha, it's not difficult. Hada amar lo le'imra, hada amar le'imra. The difference would be, in one case, he says, not as a lamb. This item should not be as a lamb. Whereas in another case, it says, le'imra, for a lamb, to a lamb. So what's the difference? Look at the Mefaresh. Matnitin ditnan lekaman. The Mishnah that stated later, the amar le'imra, that he says to a lamb, for a lamb, lo echelecha, I shall not eat of yours. Dahainu lekorban. That's the same thing as saying la korban. De mashma la korban yehel fikach lo echelecha. That's as if he's saying this should be like a korban. This should be like a lamb. It should be like a korban, and therefore I shall not eat of yours, and that's why it's a neder. Whereas lo lekorban, that's not a neder. This is how Rabbi Meir would explain the contradiction. If he said not like a korban, not like a lamb, that's not a neder. But if he said la korban, then it's like a korban, and it should be a neder. That's the differentiation. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer, if somebody says, this item should be for me a korban, or an olah offering, or a mincha offering, or a chatat offering, or a todah offering, or a shlamim offering. Sha'ani ochelecha, from anything that I eat of yours, asur. He becomes asur to eat that item now. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's still permitted. Why? So the Mefaresh explains why. He says, Delo amar ke'ola kechatat. He didn't say like an olah. He just said olah. He didn't say like a sin offering. He just said a sin offering. That doesn't count. Back to the Gemara, the Mishnah says, ha-korban, ka-korban. Korban, if he says any of those cases, she'ochelecha, from that which I eat of yours, asur, it becomes asur. La-korban, but if he says la-korban, lo-ochelecha, from that which I shall not eat of yours, Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says it's asur. We're going to see in the Gemara why. The Gemara comes and says, katane, we learn in the Mishnah, korban, ha-korban, ka-korban. All of those cases, she'ochelecha, anything of which I eat of yours, asur, then he becomes asur to benefit. So it sounds like stama tanaka Rabbi Meir. It sounds like stam, the general Mishnah, is taught by Rabbi Meir. De lo shanile ben imra le imra, that he doesn't differentiate between if you say imra, lamb, la imra, like to a, from a lamb, to a lamb. It doesn't matter what the prefix is, what the letter you put before it is. It's the intention is what matters to him. So the Gemara says, e Rabbi Meir, if you're saying our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Ha de katane, that which it taught later on in the Mishnah, ha korban she ochelecha asur. This ha korban, if he says ha korban, from that which I eat of yours, we said it becomes asur for him to benefit. But the Gemara says vahatanya, but we have a braita. Modim chachamim, the chachamim agree. Who are the chachamim here in this case? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir agrees that Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. Beomer, if somebody says ha korban. This korban, this should be a korban. Veha ola, or this ola. Veha mincha, or this mincha. Veha chatat, or this chatat. She'ochelecha, from that which I eat of yours, she'mutar. That's not considered a neder, and he's still permitted to eat from that person's item. She'lo nadar ze ele mechaye korban. Because this person only made a neder in the lifetime of a korban, and that's not considered a neder. That has no validity. So that's not considered a neder. So why do we say that Rabbi Meir holds? We said the author is Rabbi Meir. That he doesn't differentiate. But then we said over here, but it says, ha-korban, she'ochelecha, we said that's asur. And then we brought a braita that said that Rabbi Meir actually agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, that if he says ha-korban, it's mutar. So which one is it? Is HaKorban Asur? Is HaKorban Mutar? So they got flipping the Amud. The Gemara then says, Lakasha, it's not difficult. Had Amar HaKorban V'had Amar HaKorban. The difference is if he says this Korban, it's two words. If he says it as two words, HaKorban, or if he says HaKorban, one word. What's the difference? What would be the difference? Look at the Ran. The Ran says the first Ran. Klomar dechiyamar hakorban hay lehevi korban kamar.
Yeah. Korban.
Yeah. If he says ha korban, two words, it sounds like he's not necessarily saying this should be like a korban. Saying this korban, he didn't explain. But if he says ha korban, one word, he's saying this should be like a korban, and therefore that's a neder. So if he says ha korban, one word, that's a neder. Two words, not a neder. That's Rabbi Meir.
Ha korban is right.
Ha aleph is two words. Ha korban without the aleph is one word, and that would be a neder. The second one. My ta'ama. What's the reason? So the Gemara says chaye korban ka'amar. He's talking about the life of the korban, and as the Mefaresh actually explained on the previous amud, if he says ha korban, two words that from that which I eat from you, it's as if he says in the lifetime of the korban from that which I eat from you, which is velo klum ka'amar. It's as if it's not nothing. It's not a neder whatsoever. That's not a neder. Okay. Chaye korban ka'amar. Okay. Katane itan in the Mishnah la korban lo ochelecha la korban from that which I shall not eat of yours. Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says asur. So the Gemara now asks a famous question. V'ha late later, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir does not hold of the rule miklal lava tashomehin. From a negative, you learn out a positive. How can he learn out from a negative a positive over here? He's saying la korban, meaning lo ochelecha from that which I don't eat of you, meaning that
implication.
He's learning out an implication, but Rabbi Meir doesn't learn out the implications. The Gemara says Amar Rabbi Abba na'asa ke'omer la korban yehe lefikach lo ochelecha. It's as if he said, it should be like a korban, therefore I shall not eat of yours. This is a different kind of statement, that he said it very clearly, so therefore it's like as if he took upon himself not to eat from that person. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer lechavero, somebody says to his friend, konam pi medaber imcha, that he takes a vow, a neder. We said konam is one of those ways that he could take a neder. Pi medaber imcha, my voice that's speaking, my mouth that's speaking with you. It's very important that he said the word pi, my mouth. He could have just said, me that's speaking with you, my voice that's speaking to you, speaking to you. Why? You said my mouth specifically. You mentioned the body part. We're going to see why. Yadi osa imcha, or my hand that does work with you, or ragli mehalechet imcha, or my legs that walk with you, asur. Then it becomes asur to do any of those things with that person. He took a vow not to do any of those things with that person. So the Gemara says, Urminu, we have a contradiction. We just stated in our Mishnah that if he took a neder on something that doesn't have actual physical substance, voice, speech, walking, handiwork, all of those things, not necessarily a physical substance he's making a neder on, like an object, like we've had previously, but still we said it's a neder. So Gemara is going to try to show the opposite. We say, there's a famous Gemara, Chomer b'shvot b'nederim, there's something stricter about a shivua than a neder, u'v'nederim b'shvot, and there's stricter things about a neder than a shivua. Now the Gemara explains, Chomer b'nedarim, what's stricter about a neder? Sha'nedarim chalin ala mitzvah keberesut. The neder takes effect on a mitzvah. If a person, let's say, takes a neder, takes a neder not to build a sukkah. So if he builds a sukkah, he violates that neder. He can take a neder and place it on a mitzvah. Just like he can on something that is kabarashut, that is in the discretion of somebody. Somebody has the jurisdiction to make it's his object or it's his choice. He can make a discretion between X, Y, and Z. So look at the Mefaresh. Mefaresh explains, Shimamar konam shani oseh sukkah o konam shani maniach tfilin chal alav aneder v'imasa kim levi bal yachel. He can take upon himself a neder to violate, meaning he takes upon himself a neder, that if he violates that, now he violates that neder. It's not like a shivua. Shivua is different. Shivua, you're right. You can't take a shivua not to fulfill a mitzvah. But a neder, you can take upon himself not to do X. Okay? Just like something about discretionary, someone that's in someone's discretion. Then, masha in ken b'shvuot. That's not the same thing by a shivua, that you're not able to do that. V'chomer b'shvuot, and the stringency by a shivua, Shashevuot chalot al davar sheyesh bo mamash, v'she'in bo mamash. A shevua takes effect on something with physical substance, with an actual substance, and even something that does not have a physical substance. Mash enken menedarim, which is not the same thing by a neder, meaning a voice. It takes upon himself a neder not to speak to a person. That's not a physical substance. Oh, okay, very good, very good. So you're one step ahead. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Be'omer, it's talking about a case that he says, Ye'aser pi, Ye'esor pi lidiburi. My pi, my mouth should become asur to speaking with him. Or yadil ma'asehem, or my hand to his handiwork. Ragli hiluchan, or my legs to walking with them. And these are all physical things. That's why it's worded like that in the Mishnah. Daikanami, and you can also derive this from our Mishnah. Dekatani, it says in the Mishnah, pi medaberimcha, it says my mouth speaking to you. Velo katani, it didn't say she'ani medaberimcha, that I'm speaking to you.
Why? I'm physical also. I'm
the right, but body. I, then it's talking about the voice. But if he says, he has to reference the actual
say,
physical
body.
No, but the body is not speaking. I is referencing to his voice that's speaking, which is not a physical thing.
Okay.
It's also not physical. That's not a physical. So over here, he says that a neder is not necessarily taking effect on a physical thing, but the Gemara understands that from here, even the Mishnah explained a physical aspect of the mouth, the legs, the hands, and so that's why the neder would take effect over here. Okay, we'll stop there and do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on Yud Bet Amud Bet. We were talking about if maybe this is considered like a machloket Tanaim. Okay, and then as we got to the Amud Aleph, we went through the back and forth of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda on why he forbids it, Rabbi Yaakov forbids it, and why Rabbi Yehuda permits it in a case of, if he says, Hare alai kebechor, this is upon me like a bechor. We went through all of the back and forth. Then, pretty much the second part of the daf was going through Rabbi Meir's opinion on, he doesn't differentiate between what the prefix is. We say, Imra, Ka Imra, La Imra, all of those cases, it's like a neder. Then we got to a new Mishnah, part number three. If somebody says, all of these phrases, korban, ola, all of these things, he says it's like a neder. And then we said in the we're trying to understand who is the author of our Mishnah. We tried to say that it's really following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And then we said, but if it's following Rabbi Meir agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, I agree with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Ella, we explained, flipping the amud, the final part of the daf, was that it must be that and we asked the contradiction. We said that it's one place where Rabbi Meir says ha korban, and he says ha korban. We differentiated between if it's one word or two words. One word ha korban is like a korban; it's a neder. Ha korban, two words, is not like a korban. And the fourth part of the daf, which is a new mishnah, we got to, which is somebody says to his friend that my mouth or my hands or my legs or everything should be a neder to him, not to take a benefit, not to take a benefit, not to work with him, not to speak to him. Neder only counts on a physical substance. So if he said my mouth, my legs, my hands, those are physical, that counts. But if he said my voice, that's not a physical thing, and that would not take effect. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.